We zitten nog altijd te praten met Steve Sutcliffe. We zitten in Harrogate, precies in het centrum. We zitten in het hotel The Old Swan. Daar komen we daar nog even op terug. Ja, Harrogate. We know it from the Tailors of Harrogate, the tea. Mm-hmm. There's more?
There's more, yes. Tailors of Harrogate were bought out by Betty's in about 1963. So Tailors and Harrogate, a very good fit because it's about quality, about service. The quality of the tea that Betty serve in their inimitable style comes from Taylor's. But that's through the spring water. Harrogate itself has 88 springs, all within 2 mile radius of the centre of Harrogate. And each one has a slightly different chemical substance analysis of it.
Sulfur,
I think. Sulfur, yes. The stinking spore, as it was called, the pump room, as you will see with Claire, that is the strongest sulfur well in Europe. The pride of Harrogate is that they were competing with Baden-Baden and with Spa in Belgium to outdo and be bigger and better and posher than those places in Europe. They managed it. The peak was 1913 when famous people like Sir Edward Elgar couldn't get a room in August in Harrogate. He had to wait 6 weeks before he could get his room. And a lady Beresford, she says, "Edward, I'm sorry you've had to wait so long. I'll send you a Rolls-Royce to come round and meet me." So there's stories like that. But there's more to that than just that for Harrogate. We have Brimham Rocks, absolutely fabulous scenery, looking out across Nidderdale. And we have Newby Hall towards Ripon, which is a very famous gardens and a beautiful Georgian house to look around. And we have Ripon itself, the world's oldest ceremony. The blowing of the horn for over 900 years in the market square at 9 o'clock at night. And it's so popular, we have 3 volunteers that take it in turns to do it.
Ja, u hoort Steve, hij heeft al even verteld over Harrogate. En er is nog veel meer te vertellen en in de andere uitzending praten we nog even verder.